For centuries, moral philosophers have relied on the principles of a just war in assessing whether a situation merits use of force. Just war theorists argue that war can be a valid foreign policy tool if certain conditions are met. Those conditions require that a war be led by a legitimate authority, that the goal be peace, and that the use of force be limited. We asked a Catholic theologian and a military historian to discuss how principles of just war theory apply in response to terrorism. Father Brian Hare is chair of the Harvard Divinity School. Sir Michael Howard is professor emeritus at Oxford and Yale Universities. Sir Michael says there is no question that the United States would have a just cause in waging war on terrorism.
It seems to me that on this occasion one has got as good an excuse as we ever have had about using force against those who have committed a grievous crime, not simply against the United States, but against really the entire civilized world.
Father Hare?
I do think Sir Michael's right that there is what would be called just cause. I would say that because one has a just cause does not conclude the question that it is wise and necessary to use force or to go to war.
Well, how do the moral principles of just war apply in this case when the opponents are not, it's not a government, it's not a nation, but rather groups of terrorists, individuals scattered across many countries?
In the Middle Ages, it was well recognized that there was a distinction between war between legitimate authorities, who were princes, who later became states, whatever, and acts of violence committed by outlaws, brigands, pirates. And it does seem to me that in dealing with terrorists, irrespective of their motives or their location or their religion, we are dealing with what were effectively pirates in the Middle Ages, people who were regarded as being outside the law and whose hands were against all people.
It is of the essence of the just war tradition that morally legitimate use of force is always limited use of force. And the primary principle of limitation is only those who perpetrate the aggression or the crime are legitimate targets of attack. So that is, in Afghanistan, for example, refugees, I think, need to be people whose lives are not targetable.
In going after these terrorist groups, first they have to be found, and then some kind of action, whether it's a covert action or a larger military action, may need to be taken against them. And if it is a larger military action, if it can't be a really precise, let's say, covert operation or a precise strike, it seems almost inevitable that there will be some civilian casualties. Are civilian casualties morally acceptable then in this situation, going after this enemy, the terrorists?
Well, here there is the traditional concept of double effect. That is to say that if you have an objective A, which is legitimate, but you cannot achieve it without causing harm to B, then it is legitimate to cause harm to B. But that does not get you very much further, because what really matters is the degree of harm, the degree of damage that you do cause. There is a great danger that the justice of the cause of war may become obliterated by using unjust and inappropriate and destructive means of attaining our objective. It is a little like dealing with cancer, it seems to me. How do you actually attack the cancer cells without destroying the healthy body which is hosting them?
The difficulty that I think we're facing here is that the objective of this is to legitimate some use of force when nothing else will work, but to always limit it. And critics of people who hold our position say you will end up legitimating it, but you will never limit it. And it is a dangerous proposition. What is interesting is that in the ancient just war tradition, the major question always was the right to go to war, this question of just cause and who had the authority. But in the 20th century, the dominant question has been the means of warfare. Think of the Gulf War, where there was an enormous effort not to try to strike civilians directly. I think that's documentable. But there was huge civilian suffering because when you strike targets like electrical grids and communication systems, you also strike the source of power for ventilators in hospitals. We will now have that question again with even greater complexity.
Does this current situation in fact mean the rethinking of these principles of just war?
Well, I would say no, the principles have not changed, but the problems of applying them have. One of my regrets is that we call it a war at all, mm-hmm. because war does imply that the first recourse is the use of force. I'd far rather think of it as a police action against crime. And in police actions, at least in my country, the last resort is the use of force.
I think that's entirely right. This last resort principle ought to be enforced greatly in this case. Other things will be more effective.
Father Brian Hare is a Catholic theologian who teaches and writes about foreign policy and ethics. Sir Michael Howard is a military historian and professor emeritus at Oxford and Yale Universities. He spoke with us from his home near Oxford.